this thing is on. Just adjust it here. Alright.
Gears, Jay, whoever gets this message, looks like my suspicions were right. I heard that bell sound again. Not only that, but something broke in and caused that little furball to escape.
And it sounds like they're coming for me too.
Listen, if you find the creature, contain it. Don't let it out of your sight. I repeat, don't let it out of your...
Damn. Talk about an abrupt ending. What? Why do you look so surprised? Don't tell me. You thought I was going to forcibly undergo my comatose arc again? Ha! No thanks. That's what emergency evacuation plans are for. Yeah, I figured since my security defenses didn't stop the break-in, there's no sense in sticking around. So I sent that message, and I came over as soon as I could. And not a moment too soon, it looked like. Wait, where's Jay? You don't know? That can't be good. And that sound is only making the situation much worse. No sense in running now. How's about we go ahead and get the drop on them? Aye. Let's do it. Damn, talk about wildlife gone wild. What's up? You're right. This thing is wearing a collar with a bell on it. Hang on. This is the same reindeer you mentioned seeing earlier, isn't it? This collar. I wonder what...
I wouldn't remove that if I were you.
Holy crap, it can talk!
Nah, you can say it is Christmas miracle.
Much better.
Oh dear. It's a bipedal with hands. And he's broken free of our net. Peachy. Well... This isn't the first fur-based super I had to throw hands with. But thankfully, these hands are rated E for everyone.
Good to note. Now tell me where you trapped Krampus, and I'll be on my way. Yes, little furball creature you at one point encased in cage. That is Krampus. Now tell me where you put it.
I would like to ask the same thing, since I clearly no longer have it.
You mean to tell me it escaped?
Of course it escaped, you dingbat. What? You think I just released it back into the wild all the while shouting, "Be free, be free! Go out and bite somebody else in the arse while you're at it!" Try taking a look around you before you go accusing folks. This place is a mess. Does it look like we allowed that little shit to run amok willingly?
Damn it. Looks like I might be too late.
Good call, Gears. My curiosity is screaming at me for answers. And it appears you might have them.
But that doesn't mean I'm willing to give them. A friend. What did she look like? So it is you! You're the ones who hit me with your car! It's fine. Nothing my body can't handle. Still, if this friend you speak of is also missing, then I fear we might be too late. Since we are in dire situation, I should explain myself.
By all means, please do.
The name is Vixen, and yes, I am in fact one of Saint Nicholas's personal reindeer. Yes, Santa Claus is indeed real. All the legends and stories you have heard about him and his existence is very much real.
Damn. I can almost hear the collective rage of every child who's ever been told Santa isn't real. Myself included. I'd give my parents a firm interrogation, but I'm afraid they're 6 feet under.
Well, it's true. You see, Santa is what I personally consider to be one of the, if not the most, powerful being to ever walk the face of the earth. His power has even allowed him to travel to various multiverses, where he has met various alternate versions of himself. In one of his multiversal travels, he met a young lad by the name of Ezekiel Evervale. Saint Nick has a heart of gold, and nothing brings him more joy and happiness than seeing the smiling faces of children. It's one of the main reasons why he continues the Christmas tradition every year he's on this planet. Ezekiel became infatuated with Santa, which is no surprise considering he is Saint Nick. Ezekiel begged and pleaded with Santa to take him to the North Pole. He said he would be willing to do anything, all in the hopes of one day becoming Saint Nick's successor. Seeing that passion and determination in the young child's eyes, Santa agreed. Now I can't say if this was his greatest mistake, or if the boy had already had ulterior motives from the start. But one thing was made clear. The boy didn't just want to be Santa's little helper. He wanted to be Santa. No, he wanted what Santa had. The power of a god. Over time, it became clear that the boy grew greedier and lustful for his power. It also didn't help that he too had a talent for magic. His power grew more and more as time passed, to the point that Saint Nick grew concerned over the safety of the North Pole and everyone who works and makes a livelihood in his workshop. But most importantly, he feared the safety of the planet and the people he loved so much. It was clear that he couldn't defeat Ezekiel alone, so he had to turn to one other being he believed could help. His polar opposite, Krampus. Much like Ezekiel, Krampus was an otherworldly traveler who Santa had to punish at one point after attempting to dethrone him. Saint Nick, much to his dismay, decided to strike a deal with the Horned Gold Devil and asked it to help him stop Ezekiel. Much to his surprise, the creature agreed, apparently stating something along the lines of, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend. There is no one I despise more than the one who succeeded and where I have failed." Afterwards, the two confronted Ezekiel. It was an intense battle. But ultimately, Santa and Krampus won. Using their magic, the two weakened Ezekiel, imprisoned him in a place where no one could find him, and hopefully never escape from. Once that was over, Saint Nick was impressed and grateful to Krampus for the assistance, and cut a new deal for the demon. From then on, in exchange for freedom, Krampus would be appointed as Santa's personal vindicator, and granted him the responsibility of punishing all the bad kids and certain adults who were on his naughty list and made no such attempts to change their evil ways. And Krampus has agreed to these terms ever since.
Wow. Now that's a story. Still doesn't explain the current events we're experiencing.
You can blame Ezekiel for that. He has somehow escaped his prison and has somehow stolen Saint Nick's magic from him. He planned on doing the same thing with Krampus, but Santa allowed the demon to escape, and I was tasked with finding Krampus and keeping it contained. Though it's obvious I failed my task.
Gears? Looks to me you just got hit with an epiphany. Yeah?
That must be the case. Seeing as how this bell I'm wearing was specifically made to ward off and temporarily weaken Krampus. And seeing how it affected her as well.
And if your theory is correct, Gears, then there's a possibility that Krampus might have been in need of a temporary host for a body. Like, it's some kind of symbiote. That's good and all, but it's a shame we don't have any means of tracking Jay.
Maybe we do now. This bell not only serves as defense, but a tracker. And the way it chimed just now can only mean one thing. Krampus is back at the North Pole.
But why?
Knowing the gold demon, probably to finish job.
Then what are we standing around for? We need to get moving!
Hold it!
Now what?
They're here.
Who's here?
My team.
To lend a helping hand?
5 from it. This must be Ezekiel's magic at play. He's got them under some kind of mind control. Yes, that's why I was trying to find Krampus before they did. It's no use. They'll more likely follow us back.
Then we should do like one does on social media. And unfollow them. You don't need to worry your nerdy little head off. You two go ahead. I'll hold them off. Trust me, Gears. I'm an evil super genius. Not a pushover. I have more than the necessary mental capacity to handle practically any type of situation. Besides, I even got a veterinarian license. So needless to say, this isn't my first rodeo. Now go. Go and save Krampus. And your lover.
Open my back. We can get there much faster that way.
Good luck to you, crazy super genius. May you live this Christmas night.
Well, if I don't, try not to worry. I sold my soul to become a Doulahan in my next life.
Even the afterlife won't be safe from my special brand of chaos.
I swear, humans get weirder every year. Ha!
Oh, I think not, lads and lass. Y'all ain't going anywhere. Besides, who's going to clean up this mess? Well, look at that. You can all stand up. Isn't that lovely? I don't know what's funnier. Filing a claim for a hit and run from a flying sleigh? Or attempted murder from a herd of reindeer on insurance? It's time to deck the halls and find out.